Genesis 5, verse 27 to 32, is about the goodness of God. The closing words of this chapter present us with wonderful illustrations of the goodness of God. There is his goodness and long-suffering. As long as Methuselah lived, God stayed his hand of judgment from the world and gave men space to repent. According to Bible chronology, the flood was sent the year Methuselah died. The goodness of God is seen in his grace towards Methuselah's family. His son Lamech named his son Noah in hope of the change that would come to the world through him as God's instrument. He spoke in faith. Noah did bring comfort. His building of the ark proved that God had provided a way of escape. Because of his sacrifice in the new world, God said he wouldn't curse the ground anymore, Genesis 8:21. Lamech's faith was by the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, Romans 10:17. God told him about his son's future, just as he revealed to Moses' parents that he would be a deliverer, Hebrews 11:23. Methuselah's grandson was also a believer, for later we read that Noah walked with God, Genesis 6, verse 9. Salvation does not run in the blood, but it can run in families by the grace of God. Paul said to Timothy, "When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also." Many believing children owe their salvation under God to a grandmother, mother or father, and should thank the Lord for them. Parents can also rejoice when their witness is made effectual to the conversion of their children.